Hi, Kay. This is, This is 12 May, 4 o'clock in the morning. I just got up after going to bed about 8 o'clock. Been sick and a pup for the last couple days. I think I'm getting over it now. I just finished listening to that tape from the kids, and it's a riot. I think he had a little trouble to begin with. Either he hadn't turned it on high enough, or he weren't talking into it or something, but I got most of it. I'll comment on that in just a minute. It's been a wild and woolly 3-4 days here. I don't think I've written a letter this is Friday morning. I don't think I've written one since Wednesday. Let's see, is that right? By golly. It might be Tuesday. I got my hate letter back. I'm sorry that I ever got sent, but you took it very well, and I enjoyed your hate letter very much. You're a riot. And I didn't get to your hate letter until after you had apologized for it. In other words, the one that you apologized for came the day before the hate letter did. Very interesting. We got off our chest anyway. Hold on, let me take a listen to this. All the boys are coming to work and the lights just went on, so maybe I'll have to cut this letter, this tape short. I'll sit down and write a letter. I have a pile of letters here that Leo Toninato wrote me, as I mentioned. Got one from Jack Rudy, and I got a whole bunch from you. You've really been good this week. The reason I'm so darn sick, part of it is because, been out in that village again, almost every day, drinking rice wine, gallons of that stuff. And it didn't bother me until last night. The night before. I got a hold of some rice wine somewhere. And boy, the lights went out. I was in pretty bad shape. I was in good shape coming back from Blay Brell, but when I got here, I sat here and got drunker, and pretty soon the lights went out. It really was like swallowing a time bomb. I ended up down in the dispensary sleeping on the examining table. I went down there to tape a letter to you, and I didn't quite make it. So all day yesterday, I was in pretty rough shape. Yesterday, we took these Korean entertainers down to the leprosarium and the orphanage and play Kuro. They wanted to go see a Montagnard village, and I'd be damned if I was going to take them out there. All I wanted to do was take pictures and stare at the natives, so I took them to innocuous places. We loaded a whole bunch of cornmeal down there, about 8,000 pounds, excuse me. And we had a pretty good time. I'm getting to know Leek better, as I mentioned. And Roy Worthington and John Watson are good boys. And we had a good time. Excuse me for yawning. The nun wants to build another two wings on her orphanage. I'll see if we can get that arranged. She also wants to adopt one of these little boys. What do you think of that, huh? Well, I don't think we will. My voice is awfully low, and that's because I just got up. Also, I'm not feeling so hot. So if it's not the machine, it's my voice. Why don't you use some new tapes? Why don't we just file these as remembrances? I know you like to save a penny, but I think some of this at least will be worth saving. And for instance, the kids, I'm going to keep that because that'll be their voice later on, you see. And some of the things I say, I probably wouldn't be able to say otherwise. And the mood, will move me at certain times to say certain things. And I think if you erase it, it's like throwing away a letter. I don't think I'll ever say those things again. You probably can pick up a whole bunch of these things from Dan Ivory, I would suspect. I don't think he pays anything at all for them. I've managed to corner four of them at the BX, so I can field four letters back to you now. I will write, too. I think you can say some things in writing that you can't say on this tape. For the mere fact that this thing is going around and you have to say what you have on your mind. I'm going to, oh, by the way, I got those articles from the kids at the school. Boy, that was sure a morale booster. Gee, that was fun. I was never so surprised in my life when I saw that article. Good Lord. If I didn't know it was going to go in the paper, I would have taken more time with it. But each one of the kids wrote a real nice letter, and I'll answer each one individually. Well, almost individual. I'll answer, you know, as their questions came. Cookies haven't arrived yet, but I understand they're underway, so I'm looking forward to them. We could probably get these kids interested in collecting soap. The other thing I thought I'd do is send them a crossbow, but with the strict instructions that this is no toy. This is just something to put in the classroom. Put in the classroom and leave it there in a case. Come think of it, school's almost over for them, isn't it? Maybe I won't do that. No, I don't think I will. Unless I can do it airmail and get it there early. There'll be a surprise for you in the mail and one for Colleen. I hope, today. Well, I don't know about Colleen's. Colleen's won't be today, but yours should be today. I have to get Colleen's yet. I'm going to light up a cigarette, so it might come in kind of blurred. Hold on just a minute. While I was listening to this playback, I read your hate letter again. It's a riot. I read mine, too, and I was aghast at what I'd said. Hell, I don't think I ever meant that. Maybe I did, huh? Who knows? I'm glad you sent it back. I really felt bad about these guys sending it. I was just going to write it and throw it away. I don't know, maybe it's just as well you heard it. I don't feel that way now, and you're right, it is the post office. You know what's happening there. They've transferred the northern tier of states mail to Seattle, and it goes out from Seattle. So when other people are getting mail here, the people from the northern states aren't getting it, and vice versa. When we get it, they don't get it. Because it comes from Seattle, and they got it all fouled up there. You know, this brand new post office system for them, and they don't understand it, and this stuff piles up there, and it piles up in Cameron, and that's the problem. And I think going the other way, it does the same thing. All right, my mail goes to Seattle, and that gets fouled up there, too. So that helped me to know that. This post office, boy, it really is fouled up. The colonel is working real hard trying to get it straightened out, because it's the biggest morale factor we have, and there's some pretty sad characters wandering around here for 3 or 4 days, and then everybody's up when they get mail, and we're just like it's like food up here, I guess. If we're not fed, we're ornery. This side's coming to an end. I think I'll have time to make the other side yet. Well, I don't know what to say while this thing... I get hypnotized by this thing going around. Jimmy...